With everybody at home pretty much 24/7 lately, our pets must be wondering what the heck is going on. So I thought that we should talk to the master himself, the dog whisperer, Cesar Millan. He's joining us on the line. Hi, Cesar.
How are you? I'm glad that I'm able to share.
Well, thanks so much for making the time. You know, when last you were on, you surprised me and you wanted to talk to my dog, but I'm hoping you'll talk to me this time.
Definitely.
Well, okay, so speaking of Ernie, I have two dogs, and one of the highlights of their day used to be when I would leave and go to the office, because they used to get a toy filled with treats as I made my escape. I think it relieved the separation anxiety, but now we've got this new routine where I'm not going anywhere in the morning. How is this affecting pets, this new routine?
Well, you know, naturally, dogs are supposed to be with the family pretty much 24/7. So for them to live life the way we live life here in America is actually not natural, right? Where the human have to detach, comes back. You know, so that's why I was always emphasizing with the exercise. Before you go to work, make sure your dog is tired so he can actually wait for you with no physical energy, you know. So now that dogs actually have their family with them 24/7, I think most people, at least to me, they always say, Cesar, I have no time. Well, now we have time for connection, communication, relationship. Most of my clients, you know, the trust, the respect was never at 100%. Love was always at 100%. Dog love has achieved that. But, you know, through exercise and mental stimulation, that's how you achieve trust and respect. Mm-hmm. I think it's a perfect opportunity for people to really get into the whole 100% exercise, mental stimulation, affection, body, mind, heart. And a lot of people are doing exercise inside the house, you know. It's most of the exercise we have to do are going to be more mentally driven. So we just released a video on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, where I show you how to challenge the mind of a dog by them learning to actually ignore smells.
Right. And, you know, you make a good point. This is one of those situations where we can't use the excuse of, oh, I've got so much running around to do. I've got to take the kids to swimming lessons. I've got to get to work. Now, you're at home. You got plenty of time for your dogs and your pets.
Exactly. So you have time for family. You know, we normally make time for work. We normally make time for school. So it allows us to develop our intellectual ability. But this one is where you have to understand instincts, where you have to understand love, where you have to understand spirituality. You know, so if you study third world countries that come, you know, from poverty, so this is pretty normal. You know, we have political crisis, we have economic crisis, we have education crisis, we have health crisis. So third world country people understand the concept of family, the calmness, they doing activities together, helping each other. And, you know, I always tell people, dogs in third world country are skinny, but they don't have psychological problems. Dogs in America are junky and they get to have a TV show. So here is a perfect opportunity for people to really connect to natural, simple, profound activities, because that's all you have right now. Thanks God we have water. Thanks God we have, food, shelter, and family. Now it comes down to activities.
And mine are, I guess a lot of dogs and pets are creatures of habit. They, you know, the routine is something they just know. What does this do to them? Do they like the change? Like, what happens when this is all over and now I've got to go back and leave, you know, 5 days a week or whatever it might be?
Well, again, you go back to what is the right thing to do, which is to do more physical exercise. Right now, you're going to end up doing a lot more mental exercise. You know, it's like playing puzzles versus running. You know, so when you go back into your routine of making money and getting out of the house and the modern type of lifestyle, you have to increase the physical exercise so your dogs can be by themselves with no energy to burn. So if the dog is tired, you know, you're going to be able to leave home without them wanting to follow you, because the body doesn't let them. So right now, obviously, a lot of people have to practice indoor behavior, so you have to focus more on what the mind, you know, how to train the mind or how to actually get the mind tired. So the mind tells the body gets tired. The other way is the body tells the mind, you know, we're tired, we have to rest. So you adapt. The dogs have this amazing ability to adapt. So don't worry about what kind of style of life you have. It's just understand how to work with the formula of exercise, mental stimulation, affection. Right now, we have to do more mental stimulation, very little exercise, you know, that people can do. And affection, you know, is a given. Everybody does affection very well.
You always have such great tips and, you know, for training and all those things on your website and social media. I'm going to challenge our listeners then. What's one thing they should either teach or train their dog while we're in lockdown? Like, what's one of the easiest things that we could do?
The easiest thing to do, listen, 60% of the brain, 60, okay, that is controlled by the nose. What controls us is the eyes. So Netflix is eyes. Marketing is most part is eyes. So in order for the human to buy something or to pay attention to something, you have to attract the eyes. So in order for the dog to actually have absolutely self-control, he needs to learn to ignore smells, especially food smells. So right now, it's a big word being thrown around, social distance. Well, a dog needs to keep a distance from self-control. And most people don't have this type of discipline or this type of control because the nose will pick up on a scent. And then the dog moves to where the scent is, and then they grab it. So that's why a lot of times on Thanksgiving, people have to put the dog away in order for the dog not to, quote-unquote, steal the turkey. So right now, you have a perfect time. And the video that I just did, it plays a perfect understanding of how you're going to achieve this and how important it is to make sure that we challenge the nose of a dog. You know, the nose of a dog is what makes us different. I mean, we both need the same food, water, shelter, family. But the way we learn is different. Dogs learn nose, eyes, ears. The human is eyes, ears, nose.
Okay, well, yeah, that's a good point. So finally then, what is your favorite activity to do with the dogs when, you know, there's nothing else going on? What's your favorite either playtime routine or what do you like to do?
Listen, before play, so it's three activities dogs must do, and they do with their own kind. So, you know, they begin their journey with following. Once they follow, they find food and water. That's just the natural thing. And once they achieve, you know, their work or their job, then they play or explore. So follow, play, explore. My favorite is to walk with them. You know, fish have to swim, birds have to fly, dogs have to walk. Before they play, all animals play, all animals explore. The fish have to swim, the bird have to fly, and the dog have to walk. So through the walk, you achieve the bonding. Through the walk, you achieve the connection, the communication, and the relationship, which is trust, respect, and love. This is why homeless people, you know, when they have a dog, they have such a well-mannered dog. They have a dog that walks off the leash. They have a dog that it can be in the corners. They have a dog that people can pass by and nobody have to worry about it, because that dog is absolutely connected to that human, because how often they walk. And so they don't just do like a 50-minute walk and I'm going to go take my dog so he can pee. They actually enter into a migration mode. And so to me, I know that when my dogs are, we go for a long walk, they are at their happiest state of mind, you know, that I can provide. It's the same thing. If I can fly, I will definitely have I will take my birds for, you know, fly with them. And so that, because that's what makes them, you know, who they are.
And we've got to wrap this up, but I am so glad that my dogs don't recognize your voice, because you keep saying W-A-L-K, and that would be sending them through the roof if they heard it.
So a lot of people have to tell me, don't say this word.
You've been talking a lot about your YouTube page and social media, so where can people get some of this information? What are the links?
Well, Caesar's Way, you know, that's definitely our Instagram and my YouTube channel, Caesar Milan. And it's definitely, you know, my goal is education, definitely, first and foremost, enlightenment. And, you know, many people get entertained. So we got the 3 years going on there.
And here's what we're going to do, Caesar. Right after this, I'm gonna Instagram a picture to you of the dogs, okay? They'll say hi to you.
Beautiful, beautiful.
All right. Well, the great dog whisperer himself, Caesar Milan, thanks so much for joining us. Stay safe. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Stay safe. God bless. Bye.